Hey there, it's Carrie coming at you with my weekly letter, typically for Thursday, July 23rd, 2026, but I'm mixing it up a bit, and here it is Friday, July 24th, keeping things fresh. So a couple weeks ago, I wrote about why you're so tired this summer, even on the good days, even when nothing went wrong. You didn't do anything, you just summered, and somehow it wiped you out. The short version, summer doesn't slow down, it just drops the structure. And your brain burns real energy tracking a schedule that has no edges. I mentioned anchor points in that post as the fix. The same first hour of your morning, one protected night a week. Cute idea. Very tidy sentence. Also, fairly useless instruction if nobody tells you what it actually looks like, or why 3 and not 10. So let's fix that. Here's the part people usually get wrong once they've accepted that the tired is real. They try to rebuild the entire system. Same wait time, same workout, same meal plan, same everything, just crammed into a season with none of the conditions that made it work in April. And when it doesn't stick, it won't, the story becomes, I can't even keep it together for 6 weeks. That's not true. You built a routine for a season that no longer exists, and then blamed yourself when it didn't fit. You don't need your whole system back. You need 3 things to not slip. That's it. 3. So these anchors, not routines. So a routine is a whole structure. Sequence, timing, all the pieces leaning on each other. Take one piece out and the rest wobbles. An anchor doesn't play that game. It's smaller. It's portable. It doesn't care what kind of chaos is happening around it. It just needs to happen full stop. So here's what I suggest holding on to. 1 body anchor. Pick 1 thing that regulates your nervous system and let the rest go. Not 5 wellness habits stacked on top of each other like some Pinterest board come to life. 1. Maybe it's sleep, protected even when the rest of the day is a dumpster fire. Maybe it's 10 minutes of movement, doesn't matter what kind, doesn't matter if it's real exercise. Maybe it's just eating something before 2 p.m. instead of running on iced coffee and vibes. The mistake is trying to keep all of it. Your body doesn't need everything. It needs 1 thing it can count on. Pick the one that when it slips, you feel it the most in your bones. That's your anchor. Not the one that sounds the most virtuous. 2, 1 connection anchor. A single recurring point of contact with someone who keeps you tethered to yourself, not just to your to-do list. A weekly call with a friend, a standing text to check in, coffee with the one person you don't have to perform for. This isn't about your social calendar being full. Summer will hand you plenty of that for free. It's about having 1 relationship that doesn't disappear into the noise of camp pickups, house guests, and that we should catch up soon that never actually happens. 1 anchor, protected on purpose, not left to whatever's left over. 3, 1 you anchor. Something that belongs to you. And only you, not the kids, not work, not anyone else's needs, wearing a disguise. It can be small. It's supposed to be small. 5 minutes with your coffee before the house wakes up. A chapter of a book at night, even 3 pages. The drive home with the music up and no one talking to you. This is the one people cut first because it looks optional. It's not. It's the thing that keeps you a person and not just the logistics coordinator for everyone else's summer. So what this isn't a new routine dressed up as an anchor. You're not building a system, tracking 3 habits, adding another thing to optimize before bed. You're picking 3 small, non-negotiable points of contact with yourself and letting everything else flex, sag, or fall apart entirely. That's allowed. Some weeks, 3 anchors are all you have. That's enough. The goal was never to make July look like April. The goal is to come out the other side of summer still recognizing yourself in the mirror. If your version of keeping it together means fighting your way through the same system that worked in a completely different season, that's not resilience, that's just exhausting. And you don't get a medal for it. So pick your 3 anchors, protect them like they're load-bearing because they are. Let the rest be messy. The meal plan, the workout streak, the color-coded calendar, none of it is the point. That's the difference between white-knuckling your way through summer and staying grounded in it. Not a full system, just a few small things your brain can count on when everything else won't hold still. I wish you space and clarity. P.S. This is a deep dive version of the anchor points I mentioned in Why Am I So Tired? The Real Summer Energy Drain. If you want the full framework, plus how to figure out which anchors are right for you, that's what we'll be working through in When Your Routine Falls Apart, the next installment of the Lifeline Workshops. Details coming soon, and I hope you have a great week.